Chris?
Welcome to podcast number 2 of week 14. Week 13.
Is it 13?
This is... Yeah.
Yeah.
We're between 13 and 14.
Okay.
This is podcast 2, part 1.
My pants are so wet.
Explain yourself, Cole.
It's so wet.
And here we are. It's 12:59 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh my god, who's making a drink?
Cole needs a cocktail. Cole, what do we have with us? What do we, other than most of the sky, what did you bring home with you?
Look, we got, we went to Cookout. We ordered about $50, $60 of Cookout.
We ordered $18 of Cookout, Cole. It felt like $60 of food that we've eaten.
My order.
We have not spent $60 at Cookout.
My order was $15 before I ordered the second order.
Your order was $11.25.
That's the second order.
Oh, that's okay. I see what you're saying. There's no way we got to $60. So, but I like where your head's at.
All right.
We've eaten a lot at Cookout, and we have more to eat in front of us.
I ordered $26, and then you and Bailey ordered whatever you ordered. So, 40?
Sure. All right, so this is going to be part 1 of 3 of part 2 of week 13. And we're going to keep this to a minimum because there's going to be a drunk part now. There's going to be a hungover part tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a drunk part while football is on tomorrow.
While football is on.
If all goes well. I think that's where we're at.
Yeah.
So Cole's in Atlanta.
Let's go Courtland Sutton.
We're coming at you from the city. We're actually on a different day, but the city of champions. I think we could say that.
Yeah, definitely.
Cole is a huge football guy.
Huge.
We're talking about the football.
Footy.
There's no better city for soccer than the city of Atlanta right now.
Yeah.
So everybody else can suck it. Portland, you especially.
What's the name?
Atlanta United.
United.
Yeah. It don't ask me like the DC Portland United. Team. The Timber or Timbers. It's unclear if they're like the Heat or the Supersonics. I don't know if they're... I don't know. But they suck.
They weren't second. Good.
They weren't
lost
good.
0-2.
Many would say 2-0, but 0-2 is also a factual thing.
Well, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt there.
So, Cole, you have a big day tomorrow.
Huge. I'm projected to win by like about 2.
By like 10 right now.
No. OBJ's
it's come down? OBJ's out.
So
who do you have going in for OBJ? What's your transaction here?
Cortland Sutton is in.
Tell me 2 facts that you know about Cortland Sutton without a doubt.
He's a rookie stud. And
I'm going to count that as 1 fact. Tell me a second thing about Cortland Sutton.
He's a rookie stud. That's 1. And the second fact is every other wide receiver is hurt or traded in depth.
So you got that going for you.
So let's go Cortland Sutton.
All right. There you have it. Are you going to win?
Yeah, absolutely. I have no idea.
All right. Perfect. That's all we have to say about that.
Winning today?
How do you feel about your hangover?
Actually, I feel okay right now.
Yeah? Okay. How do you feel about your team winning?
Not good.
Not good?
Not good.
You felt pretty good last night.
No. I don't know. I have a very hard decision to make.
How much money would you pay to make OBJ healthy again?
Oh, probably a good amount.
Yeah?
Probably like...
Probably a good fraction of the winnings of...
Yeah, well, no. We talked about this. How much would you pay to buy a win? We had this conversation.
This one's tangible.
This one's tangible.
You can touch and feel how close you are at this point.
I do like touching and feeling.
That's true. Good point about the touching and feeling. Who's going to win the championship? Who's going to lose the championship?
Championship.
Who sucks more, Johnny or Matt?
Matt. Is Melvin playing? I wish he's not. I think already he's not.
I don't know.
That's huge. Oh my god, Johnny's gotta be so happy. And Matt has to not be so happy. There's 2 sides to this coin. There's no other option.
One of them is happy, the other is not.
Exactly.
About almost everything. Let's see. Is Melvin playing?
In the south.
I believe Melvin is playing.
Oh.
Damn. No. No.
They're not?
No, not playing.
Damn it. Because Anurag, I think, has Austin Eckler. So that would have been big money for me.
Yeah, Melvin's out.
They're not really stacking up in my favor. Although James Conner being out is super helpful.
So you're saying you're taking Johnny now?
Yeah, I'm taking Johnny if Melvin's out.
Okay.
And Johnny's going to pull it together.
I think it would be a perfect end of the season if Lamar Miller won the championship.
Won the championship.
I think that's exactly where Lamar Miller belongs in our league right now.
Is he on Johnny's team? Because I actually have no
he's on Johnny's team.
Lamar Miller is being passed around like a used napkin.
I wish we were all in a room together and we could do the raise your hand if Lamar Miller was on your team this year. Because it's a...
Have you been in Lamar Miller positive at all this year?
Are you suffering from side effects from once having Lamar Miller in 2018? Call 1-800-MESOTHELIOMA to get your assessment today. It's definitely
side
me, Hank.
Include losing sometimes.
Losing most of the time. Occasional 9-point weeks you get excited about.
9-point weeks. One.
Me, Hank, Rowe, and Johnny have all had them for sure.
That's impressive. Who is? That's a cool stat. That's got. It can't be easy to do. Who is the most?
The most passed around. Most
passed around. It would totally be a fringe player that, like, you can't include defenses either.
Oh, maybe Rowe never got him.
Was it just you? You drafted him?
I sent him to Johnny for Christian McCaffrey, yeah. Oh, I thought Rowe had him in there somewhere.
It's a huge joke, and it's just two people.
Oh, no, Hank definitely drafted him.
Oh, Hank drafted him.
Hank paid $10 for him. Nice. What an idiot.
What a moron.
That's probably about right. 21st best running back in the league.
21, I was going to ask.
Yeah, so he's like a... he's the best... Yeah, one of the best flex options in the league. Nice. But he's Johnny's RB1.
That's exactly what you're looking for. So I need a big week out of David Johnson. David Johnson...
Does he do that?
He does, from time to time. De vez en cuando. I won't... Una semana grande de David Johnson.
You're 2-point...
2-point favorite.
Your 2 points of home field advantage are going to mean something, I think.
Dude, so I would love for that to actually mean something this year. Because last year,
it didn't matter?
It didn't matter to anybody.
It only comes in 4 matches, right?
Yeah. 4 matches. Wait. Does the championship have it? Did we decide on that?
No.
We didn't.
The championship and championship are neutral field, okay. But we have to just go in and manually change the score if it matters.
I agree with the championship. Do you agree with the championship? Do you think so? I feel like somebody should get home field. Like, you should be punished for being last.
I think we talked about this.
Yeah, I know.
At great length one night this summer. I'd rather not do it again.
I'm not going to die on that hill, okay?
Yeah.
That's not going to be the battle, okay? I'm just trying to think out loud.
It's a neutral field.
Oh my god, this blanket is so soft.
It's the softest blanket ever. This is good podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us how soft that blanket is, Cole.
Oh my god, it's so
You're holding
soft.
A blanket. It's soft. Your thoughts?
It's like milky. It's like the
milky
way.
I've never described it as milky.
But it is.
Is Pat Mahomes just going to tear you up today?
Oh, no. No.
Did you just realize that Pat Mahomes is on Anurag's team? rough wake up.
He is averaging 5 more points than QB number 2.
Is
absurd.
Nuts. They are playing Baltimore, though.
I know. Yes. I haven't been in another league, but I got a bye that week. So if Mahomes just
hush.
Puts up 2 points, that'd be huge.
2 points. You need 2 points out of Mahomes.
2 points. Honestly, if he just puts up 20 points, I'll be happy.
Is Gronk a broken man?
I don't know. He has Gronk too. That worries me. He's been quiet the last
year. I think he is a shell of his former self.
He is. He does not move like he used to.
Is this going to be the last time that you play someone who has Gronk on their team?
I think so. I think he retires.
Yeah. I agree. I would like that move. I think I talked about this with Anurag.
Yeah.
Which
really, like...
What's the other matchup today?
How do you think people are going to approach the tight end position next year? Like, I don't think... I know Ro kept Kelsey this year. I don't think he can keep him next year.
I mean, he could, but like.
I don't think I can keep Ertz.
Yeah, exactly. I think he'd have to pay like $50, which honestly, Kelsey's performance this year.
It was worth it.
$50 would probably be worth it.
But at any point.
I know, if it doesn't pan out.
Yeah.
You spent $50 on a tight end.
Exactly. How about the Rowe Hank matchup?
Poor Lenny, man. Poor Rowe.
Lenny got off to a rough start.
It's so interesting because, like.
Smart move having Corey Davis on the bench, especially after a big week where Corey Davis.
Yeah.
Was he, I guess that was 2 weeks ago, Corey Davis.
I objectively think Rowe's team is the best team, and it'd be really fun.
I can hear you.
If Hank.
Beat him.
Who is objectively the worst team in the playoffs.
I don't know about that anymore.
No, I don't know if that's true either, actually.
Hank's GM of the year.
Whoa, he's got to bring home the title. It's only about ships.
How many of those do you have, Cole?
None.
How many playoff wins do you have, Cole?
Do you know how many bronze medals I have, though? Enough to weigh down a tanker.
Two?
Yeah.
I do know how many bronze medals you have.
These are big medals.
You have two bronze medals.
These are massive.
Or small tankers.
Medals.
People forget there are small tankers.
They're toy tankers.
What if Jameis Winston wins, is on the winning team in our fantasy football league?
He's getting benched. He doesn't play the rest. Like, he's not going to play. He's, at some point,
he could put up. Game. He could put up a lot of points against New Orleans today. The last time they played New Orleans, they won week one.
Is that right?
They Fitzmagic smoked New Orleans week one. People forget about that. Saints were 0-1.
Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
I wonder what that guy does next year. He's old now too.
Probably goes back to Harvard and gets another degree.
At least.
Did you know he went to Harvard? People don't talk about that enough.
All I know about him.
Yeah, and he has a beard.
And his beard.
Yeah. Are you jealous of his beard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is very luscious.
Would you rather have?
I want brunch.
Yeah. Me. I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry.
First time. Gross. Long time listener, first time caller, Bailey, live on the pod.
Bailey,
she seems
about
to have spotted
Sunday?
Our leftover cookout from last night.
That was our second order of cookout from last night.
Recording the pod right now?
Absolutely. We're live on the pod.
Live on the pod. Welcome to the pod, Bailey.
Welcome to the pod, Bailey.
Who's going
to
win the championship? Johnny or Matt? Who stinks more?
Who stinks more?
Who stinks more? Matt.
Oh!
There you have it.
You heard it here
there
first.
You have it, boys. Smell you later, Matt. He's done. He's cooked. We're really jumping around and we're missing the point here. There's a 7-8 matchup today that has to get settled.
Oh.
And
huge.
All of the players play today. We will have closure on the 7-8 by 8 p.m. tonight.
Is it Little Red Riding Hood again?
Oh, no. The Rams D. We might have closure at 8 p.m., but probably not.
What?
There's a costume online.
Okay.
It's not the same one, because the same one got thrown out.
Of course it did.
But they're pretty cheap in Party City. I'm actually shocked at how respectful we were to that costume and to Chris wearing it. Nobody even thought to take a picture of him.
I know. That's pretty funny. Oh, God, that was great. I would love to see a DT in it, though.
Jared Cook, Eric Ebron, Rams D, Pittsburgh D, and Vinatieri.
Yes.
Ryan Suggs, big start.
Oh, yeah, how many did you put up?
Five.
Oh,
that's huge.
That's not really. It's like below average.
It's enough.
How do you only put up 5 points? They put up 30 points. Oh, he missed an extra point.
Yeah.
That's all that math. Well,
Bailey, what do you want for breakfast?
Bacon.
How much bacon are you going to eat?
A lot.
All the bacon? Bailey, what did you sing last night?
Oh, rock star. We have pop star performer on
the
pod.
A star was born last night.
A star was born last night. Great movie. Everyone go see it. It's very emotional.
Cole cries.
I cry a lot. Bailey Ristine, what song did you perform?
Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card.
Oh, my goodness. And the crowd
went wild. Bailey had an entire bar. Literally on their feet because there are no seats in that room, but also figuratively on their feet.
I've never
it was electric.
Headbanged so hard.
It was
I
electric.
Not to go out.
There's a Snapchat somewhere.
Oh, that was so great. Bailey, that was awesome. I was so hype. Let's go, Bailey.
I've never wanted to hear Ocean Avenue so bad.
I know, so
since
good.
Like, since like sixth grade. Since that 1 week of my life where I was like, play that on the radio.
It's the greatest song ever
like,
written.
Play that
so.
On the radio.
Oh, that was so good. That was a really cool bar.
Should we bet on Chris?
Winning?
Yeah. Right now, it's dead. If you subtract out the 2 points,
yeah,
it's a dead even projection.
Ooh.
Who you got?
So, wait. I don't think the 2 points goes into the projection.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think
it definitely goes into the score. Cause...
Yeah, it definitely goes into the score, but it doesn't go into the projection.
Okay, well, we can do our own little math on the fly. Do you like Eric Ebron and Pitt D to outscore Jared Cook, Rams D, and Vinatieri by less than 5?
That's Rams D is going to be interesting. It's going to be 25 degrees at Soldier Field. Trubisky's back. I don't know if I trust Trubisky. Like, he's actually had a pretty good year. He's healthy.
Cole, there's not a lot of rules to the 7-8 matchup, but one of the rules is don't overthink this.
I'm overthinking it.
You are. I'll give you even odds. I'm taking a DTO.
I'm going to take a DTO.
We can't. So, I don't know if you heard me. I'm taking a DTO.
No, I can't take Chris.
I can't take Chris? Hey, look, I've been trashing him for 6 weeks.
Hey, look, Chris made a bet with a DTO, and Chris doesn't win bets. So, Aditya is winning this matchup. Indisputable.
Huh.
Chris will cap off his year.
I'll take Chris plus 3.
Plus 3? Okay, I'll take Aditya minus 3.
Okay.
Minus 3? Minus 2. 2.5.
3.
2.5.
3.
2.5. Are we making a market or not? 2.5.
That's dangerously close to the 2 points matter.
Yeah?
Oh, no, it's the other way. Okay, deal.
Deal.
I'm taking Chris plus 2.5. Chris, don't fuck this up. Your team is trash. I can't believe I'm doing this.